First of all, as Africa Union and through the chairperson herself, we have condemned what has happened in South Africa. And in that condemnation also, the chairperson has spoken of asking that we hope that the government can do more, particularly to protect the citizens from the rest of the continent and the rest of the world, but also to bring to justice those that perpetrated this heinous crime. And in that message, we're also saying we should not forget our history, where we have come from.
Mr. Deputy Chairman, there are some who are suggesting that perhaps by these attacks, South Africans are showing that they are not grateful for the role that many countries play in bringing apartheid to an end.
Well, I want to believe that the ones who have committed these crimes is a minority. But of course, what we need to do is to constantly remind ourselves where we have come from so that these minorities don't swallow us in their misguided thoughts and actions. In fact, if you look at the reparation of South Africa from apartheid, the rest of the continent stood with the people of South Africa. And unfortunately, maybe because we don't stress much of our history a lot, this is forgotten. And what we see is an indication of the memory that has lapsed from what was happening only yesterday. But that be as it may be, I think it's also instructive to us to tell us that this is a lesson to us all, because we are interdependent, and to know that the migrants do contribute, the rest of the continent has also contributed to the economy of South Africa, and that we must, as we now forge on integration, not only forget where we have come from, but forge our effort so that we can bring our economies closer, because that's the only way that Africa can emerge stronger.
You mentioned that the African Union would like for the government of South Africa to do more. I think the news is that the South African government is sending soldiers to the areas that are being affected by these attacks. Would that be enough?
Yeah, I think that is a good way. And in addition to sending the soldiers, I think it would have some impact if those that have committed these crimes are arrested and brought to justice as quickly as possible, because this would also serve as a deterrent.
There are economic problems in many African countries. So one would think that these are justifiable because the South Africans feel that economically their jobs are being squeezed away by these Africans from other countries.
I don't know whether in a way you're trying to say, well, this is justifiable. No amount of any environment that should justify what has happened. And in any case, I tell you that if you look back to the recent history itself, many countries really went to their extreme measures to even forgo economic development just to fight apartheid. And so that is part of the history we shouldn't forget.